Thank you, Mr. Vice President, distinguished guests and delegates. Despite donor funding at a record high and humanitarian assistance reaching nearly 160 million people in 2022, this year 345 million people face acute food insecurity. Over 103 million people are displaced, and more than 240 million people require assistance to meet basic needs. Multiple intersecting and complex crises stretch humanitarian organisations to their limits. Russia's illegal war in Ukraine continues to drive needs, including global impacts on food security. It has never been more important to make the humanitarian system more proactive, flexible, and inclusive. We must invest in a multi-hazard, cross-sectoral approach to disaster risk reduction, preparedness, and resilience building. We were proud to facilitate with our friends from Indonesia the political declaration for the midterm review of the implementation of the Sendai framework, adopted at the high-level meeting in New York in May. We encourage all member states to actively engage in taking its outcomes forward. Displacement has not only increased over recent years, it is becoming increasingly protracted. Australia remains committed to supporting the humanitarian response in Myanmar and Bangladesh. The international community must not lose sight of this crisis. We acknowledge the generosity of refugee hosting countries and the necessity for more equitable responsibility sharing for displacement. We look forward to working with you all towards the Global Refugee Forum in December. Our focus on protection and inclusion remains paramount to effective humanitarian action. We are accelerating LGBTQIA+ inclusion and continue to prioritise gender-responsive approaches. Sexual and reproductive health services and addressing gender-based violence remain priorities for Australia. Disability inclusion is also core to our programming and is vital to ensuring no one is left behind. Australia supports collective action through the multilateral humanitarian system. We recognise the ability of the United Nations, the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movements, and civil society partners to stay and deliver, and to reach people in the most vulnerable situations. At the same time, humanitarian system reform will be crucial to ensuring humanitarian action remains fit for purpose and provides the best outcomes possible for those affected by crisis. To that end, we must expand the role of local actors and people affected by crises. We call for donors to join us to commit to predictable, multi-year contributions to humanitarian assistance and for the UN and international partners to cascade flexible funding and to support the capacity of local partners. We also call on donors to ensure that mandates are agreed to by UNGA are resourced appropriately. Mr. Vice President, Australia finally wishes to reiterate its strong calls for adherence to international humanitarian law and the protection of civilians in conflict. The operating environment is only growing more complex for humanitarian workers, and we pay tribute to their dedication to delivering life-saving assistance to those most in need. Thank you.